Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Ben Arthur, live from Studio A. You can catch him performing tonight at Victorian's Midnight Cafe. Showtime right around 9 o'clock. BenArthur.com is his website. And his first album, Edible Darling, Mouthfeel, is the second album. And Roadkill is this new live CD.
Actually, you're off by two albums, believe it or not.
How am I off by two?
There was Curses and Rapture.
Well, we didn't have those.
Then Gypsy Fingers. Well, I was kind of indie and, you know, in college. But so this is actually my fifth album, believe it or not.
All right. Well, rub it in my face.
No, not at all. I just, you know, we're bringing the
works
knowledge
up,
here.
Right, right. Hey, I'm usually pretty good about that. But, all right. I stand
this
to be corrected.
This is not an uncommon mistake. Several people other than my direct family had the records, but anyway.
So the Roadkill is a collection of all
Yeah, it actually goes back to 1998, old recordings, some of which were very, very physically painful to listen to for me. But yeah, it was weird going back and listening to all this stuff, me learning how to do this properly.
Wow. So so some of this is going back
old,
like, and some of it's new.
Yeah. Most of it's definitely in the last 3 years or so. Recordings at Joe's Pub in New York City and some in the UK. But every once in a while I was able to find a recording from 1990 whatever that didn't make me want to just die inside.
Sometimes it's hard to listen to yourself.
Almost always.
You're more of the critic. But and you've also been working on this book that has been published, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That's what I'm touring all about, is the live record. The Lure of the Distant Sound. It's a book I wrote about a friend of mine who was hired to pretend to be a guy's wife who was trying to fool someone into thinking that he was not cheating. Which actually happened, and I sort of fictionalized it because I thought it was a weird situation and kind of fun.
So you can't give away anything right now, of course.
Well, sure.
That would ruin it.
He got away with it as far as I know. So,
what? You can't tell us.
Oh, well, I mean, in the book, there's... I don't know.
We're talking real. Okay.
I've never met the guy. I just wrote about it. But yeah, it was fun. It's fun to try like a new type of writing, you know. Songwriting is so compact and sort of dense, and you have to sort of refer gently to bigger things and novels. It's just like blah blah blah.
Yeah, but you have always wanted to write a book, right?
Yeah, I've actually written a bunch of them. I'm working on a new one, believe it or not. I'm about to play you a song from the new record. It's a concept album, concept novel pairing.
Oh.
And I'm actually mostly done with the record and completely done with the book, and I'm really excited about it. It's
congratulations.
Cool. Thank you.
Great accomplishment. Ben Arthur, he's live from Studio A. What's this next one you're going to do?
This is called Desolate, and I wanted to play it for you. And I've been practicing because I haven't played it live very much to warn you. Because Rachel Yamagata, who played at the show that we met at, did the lead vocal on this song for the new record. And I just recorded her like 3 weeks ago before I went to the UK. And I do a poor version, but she's pretty incredible. Anyway.
Great.
If you're desolate now, imagine how you will feel when you can no longer pretend it ended anyway, except the way you expected, even. So long ago,
I swallowed her whole, all of her fables and stories, and gloried shapeless as water.
Another one live from Studio A from Ben Arthur, Desolate. And he's going to perform tonight at Victorian's Midnight Cafe. And showtime is right around 9 o'clock. And we're so great to have you back. It's been about a year and a half. And there was a funny story when it was St. Patrick's Day. And you came out to visit us when we were doing an event out.
Indeed.
I had to do some introducing.
I always like to support my NPR stations.
Beautiful. Nice. And I kept trying to do the announcements, and you're like, the amp isn't on, or what?
Well, you looked great. I mean, for what it's worth, you looked fantastic. As far as hearing the words you were saying, it was mostly the chicks next to me with the beer. They sounded fine, and the two together worked, but it wasn't perhaps what you were shooting for.
But you saved me there.
I know a little something about technical mess-ups when performing live. I've been there.
Well, thank you for that.
Several times recently.
Well, you know what? It's so funny to me because you're such a smiley, happy guy, and it's always great to be around you. And it's so funny because some of your lyrics are so. It's so funny because some of your lyrics are so dark and grim. Not all of them.
But isn't that life?
Yeah. But it cracks me up because you're not this depressed guy.
I get that. I actually there was
the picture on the back of this book, and you're just like, you look so like. I hate the world.
I'm brooding, baby. I'm very brooding and dark and mysterious. No, I actually got that question from a journalist just the other day. It was like, you know, I sort of listening to your music, I sort of expected you to be this somber, angsty Conor Oberst. I am so deep, sort of kind of not that Conor's anything but a lovely man, sort of thing. And then, you know, I guess I was on YouTube making a Jack. am I allowed to say that? Making a goof of myself. and asked like whether there was any sort of disconnect. But to me, that goes hand in hand. That's you know, sort of the deepness of experience is exactly what I'm going for. How funny it is and embarrassing and sexy and horrible. It's all right there, right?
It's all good too. It's just because I know you. You know, we've known each other for a couple of
years.
Now. Yeah,
number of years.
Anyway, I just had to point that out. But so you're still living in New York City, right?
New York City. I have two daughters, one of whom may be up from nap and may be listening right now. Hi, Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Yeah,
love that name.
Thank you. It's actually very popular. My wife and I thought we were very, you know, hip and you know, cutting edge and whatever. And if you like call out Ruby on a playground in the city now, it's like six little heads whip around.
Not you, or you?
No, mine, please. But yeah, and Lila is the younger, who is probably still napping. They're both sick. So I know.
Well,
New York City, still there and loving it.
And so the holidays are fast approaching already. You know, it's crazy. You guys have big plans for the holidays?
My family's coming to us for Thanksgiving, and then we're going to travel down to Memphis to see my brother, who's a doctor down there. You'll see if you ever get around to reading the book that I have a doctor in there. In fact, doctors tend to show up in a lot of my fiction stuff because he has such great stories and I like to steal them.
So but, is this book about him? Is that what you're telling
us? No, but there's the main character's son is a doctor, and I use some of there was a story he told about a guy who had Tourette's, a homeless guy with Tourette's, who would shout whoop and shove his finger up his nose as far as it would go. Well, it's kind of funny, but evidently he'd sort of torn away his nostrils, and there was some concern that he would puncture his own brain with his fingernails. They had to keep his fingernails clipped. Anyway, see, it's funny and it's dark.
Yeah,
this was a story that I used as part of the. But anyway, so we're gonna go down to see him in for a little bit of Christmas cheer around the lack of snow in Memphis.
Well, happy safe travels to you, and what's this last one you're gonna do for us?
I thought I'd do Keep Me Around. Actually, doing the live album has allowed me to sort of retouch, because you know you feel like I should play something for the new album. But the live album, it's like, yes, this is part of it. So I thought I'd play this song, which is, as you may remember, about a dead body. It's a response to Paul McCartney's When I'm 64.
Right.
Exactly. I'm trying to amp up When I'm 64 to the next level, which, you know, anytime you go up against a Beatle, bad news. Anyway.
Well, thanks again.
Sweater from my hair, string a necklace of teeth, or just lean me there on the back porch where I can feel the breeze. Keep me around my whole life long, and when I'm gone, don't you bury my It's not that I'm jealous, I just make a lovely stand for umbrellas, and you can toss your keys into the caps of my knees when you come back from town. Keep me around my whole life long. Pickle my fingers in liquor and leave them lie in a drawer, and you can hang your clothes from hooks made of my toes. on the back of the door.